Country Club FM.
Time for the almanac. Sit back and enjoy. That was the regular bellhop bell.
Yes.
Not the triangle. Although my wife tells me that those sound kind of similar. That if you if you do that bell really quick, it sounds a little bit like it has some of the same notes as the triangle. Today on this date, today Wednesday, November 15th, did you know this was the midway point of November? The 15th
Here
of the month,
are.
A week
right.
from Thanksgiving tomorrow.
It's a 30-day month, you're
it's
right.
a week away from Thanksgiving Eve, 319th day of the year, 46 days left, 1777, the precursor to the Constitution was something called the Articles of Confederation.
Oh, yes.
And a precursor to Congress was something called the Continental Congress. Before we had full independence, 1777, the Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation on this date. Something about tea. 1864, Union General William T. Sherman. You know what the T stands for?
Tecumseh.
I was going to say Tiberius, but that's James Tiberius Kirk.
Right.
William Tecumseh Sherman and his troops began their march to the sea on this date. That was 1864. NBC.
Very nice.
That was this date. NBC debuted with a network of 24 stations. It was a radio network, of course, at first in 1926. 1937, House and Senate chambers were air-conditioned for the first time, so our representatives and our senators didn't have to sweat anymore, although I'm sure there was plenty of sweating going on.
I would think there was.
When it came to making budgets and passing laws, your representatives need to be comfortable. If they're going to govern, they need to be comfortable in 37. 39, our president was FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He laid the cornerstone for what was known as the Jefferson Memorial, Washington, D.C., 1939. 1956, this date.
And introducing Elvis Presley as Clint Reno, who loved his brother, but also loved his brother's girl.
I know you and Kathy used to be kind of fond of each other, but... Well, you ain't got no hard feelings against either one of us now, have you?
Elvis is a wife-stealing scoundrel.
Yeah.
Love Me Tender. Elvis making his acting debut. His first film, Love Me Tender, opened on this date, 1956, at the Paramount Theater.
Great
in
title track.
New York. Yeah, that's kind of a well-known song.
Yeah, love
Love Me Tender.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
Written and produced by Lionel Richie.
You have made me.
This song was number one on the pop charts. Big crossover hit for Kenny Rogers this date, 1980 and 81.
This week with David Brinkley. Now from our Washington headquarters, here's David Brinkley.
President Reagan has traveled all over like a candidate.
One of my favorite news magazine shows debuted on this date. Not because of the content, but because of the host. David Brinkley talking to Ronald Reagan, and he had a certain delivery style, Reaganomics. David Brinkley, and this week with David Brinkley debuting on ABC News, 1981 and 86. Do you remember the name Ivan Boesky? He was reputed to be the highest paid person on Wall Street, and you know why he was? Yeah. Because he cheated.
Cheater.
He had a lot of insider stock trading tips, and he was penalized $100 million, the highest penalty ever imposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know him as the SEC, not the Southeastern Conference. It's a different acronym. Back in 1986. 1990, the producer for Milli Vanilli, Frank Farian, publicly admitted that Rob and Fab never sang a note on their album. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it, pal. That wasn't them. That was somebody else. And we really weren't surprised.
No.
Because they got caught lip-syncing.
They did.
That was 1990 on this
date. They had to give back. Didn't they win an award?
They had to give their Grammy. They had to give their Grammy award. They had to give it back.
The legend, the man, the king, Richard Petty, will say goodbye to all the millions of fans who have adored him for many, many years. So on your feet, wave.
It was
and
this day, Richard Petty retiring after his 35-year racing career. That's at the Hooters 500, Atlanta Motor Speedway. back in 1992. It was the Buttafuoco fiasco. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah.
The Buttafuoco fiasco, 1993.
That's pretty good.
A judge in Mineola, New York, sentenced Joey Buttafuoco to 6 months in jail for statutory rape of Amy Fisher. Of course, Fisher herself was in jail and in prison because she shot and wounded Mary Jo Buttafuoco. The Long Island Lolita. That was in 93 and 96.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Mr. and Mrs. Michael Jackson.
Oh, boy.
The news that this unlikely couple were expecting a baby had hardly sunk in when it was announced from Australia that mom and pop had tied the knot.
Yeah, they got married. It was his nurse, his plastic surgeon's nurse. He had a lot of plastic surgery.
Right.
Michael Jackson. I don't know if am I breaking any news here for you? Am I that shocking information?
That was like Norm walking into Cheers when he walked into his plastic surgeon's office.
Debbie Rowe was the nurse. They got married. She gave birth to two of his children. And there's controversy. The wedding was a sham and it really wasn't her kids. She was just a surrogate. There's all kind of that of stuff out there, but that was in 96, 2004. Colin Powell resigned from office. He was the Secretary of State. He resigned from office, and that opened the door for Condoleezza Rice to come in as the new Secretary of State under George W. Bush. That was in 04 and 07.
The vows and asked everyone to respect their
privacy. Wrong one. We don't need to hear about Debbie Rowe and Michael Jackson anymore. I want to hear about cheater Barry Bonds.
The U.S. Attorney's Office announced today Bonds will face numerous charges, 4 counts of perjury, lying to a grand jury that he did not knowingly use performance-enhancing drugs.
And he also admitted having a huge head.
Yes.
Major League Baseball's Barry Bonds indicted on this date, 2007 and 2015, also in the world of sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed NFL history. With that completion, Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning has become the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yards.
And I now know that I'm on Fox TV. Listen to my voice. I'm a PA man.
That's a big voice guy, we call that.
Eli Manning or Peyton Manning? It was Peyton Manning.
It was Peyton.
Becoming a big-time star and breaking Brett Favre's record, 71,838. If Tom Brady continues to play, I think he's 6,000 or 7,000 behind him. He'd have to play a couple of more years to break Peyton Manning's record. Of course, at one point in time, that record belonged to Viking Fran Tarkenton, who's now like 11th on the list.
Wow.
He's gone that far down. Yeah. But that was 2 years ago, Peyton Manning, his last year with the Denver Broncos. Birthdays.
Well, trucking old home, I was working a blizzard. She is colder than the Minnesota well digger's gizzard. I was up to my drive shaft in 18 inches of slush. Heavy white stuff. I had a jackknife and rig.
Those are the origins of one C.W. McCall.
Bread for the old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
C.W. McCall started as a character in bread commercials for old home bread.
Tracked on in, says, how's about warming up
and he was doing the jingles, and they said, you know what, that would make for a good country song. So he did a song, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe, 5 stools and a promise. They never closed, and Mavis was the waitress. C.W. McCall, you're a big fan, 89 today.
You're not getting a Teddy Award. You weren't nominated this year. I'm sorry, but there will be other years.
Bad news for Ted Baxter from Lou Grant. Ed Asner is the big...
deliver the bad,
some bad news.
That's great.
Yeah, he thought he was getting fired, and that was actually worse news that he didn't get a Teddy than being fired from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
This is my song.
One of her other hits.
Serenade to you.
This is my song. It's Petula Clark. She also did Downtown. Don't Sleep in the Subway. That's another good one from her.
She's still with us.
Petula Clark, happy birthday, 85. Guy by the name of Jack Burns tried to be the replacement for Barney Fife.
Well, it's something I'm just blessed with, I guess. Something over which I have no control. It's like the book says, the powers of extrasensory perception come and go of their own volition.
But you don't have powers like that.
Well, no. Well, what about yesterday, Andy?
What about yesterday?
Well, when I told you to think of a number between 1 and 10, then I picked it.
Well, it took you 8 tries.
I got it. Last very long, did he? You're our Andy Griffith show expert here on the Bob Morning Show.
No, he didn't. And the best episodes when he was on was when Barney came back as a guest star, which he did a couple of times and won Emmys.
That's Jack Burns.
But he had a tough road to hoe replacing Barney Fife.
Big shoes to fill. He's 84. He was also one half. He was Vince or Larry. He was one of the two crash test dummies.
Yes.
That did the PSAs. It was Lorenzo Music, who was Carlton the doorman and the voice of Garfield. He was one of them. And then Jack Burns was the other one when they were doing those buckle your seatbelt PSAs that they were doing.
And he was part of a comedy duo, Burns and Schreiber.
Avery Schreiber. The voice of Doritos. He was also the Doritos guy.
Yes.
So happy birthday, enemies, 84.
But if your obstruction allows a massacre to happen, I will crucify you, Mr. Kralik. I will charge you with negligent homicide, and after I convict you, I will resign my job and represent the families of the victims in a wrongful death suit against you and the union. By the time I'm done, you'll be finished. Whoa. So my advice to you is get out of my way!
Yeah, I would do that if you're dealing with Jack McCoy from Law and Order.
He was hot.
Sam Waterston is 77. That was a long-running show. That version of it went until 2010.
It was great.
16 or 17 seasons. There is still some form of Law and Order still on today. So he's 77. One of the lovely ladies of ABBA, Anna Fried Lyngstad. We'd like to just call her Frida. She was the darker haired one. Yeah, the blonde one.
Yep.
She was Agnetha. The blonde was Agnetha. And this is Anna Frieda, one of the A's in ABBA. And Neil, anytime you write down ABBA, please, the first B needs to be backwards. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So anytime you put ABBA in print and write it down, that B
capital
has to be
A,
backwards.
Backwards,
and
capital
the only
B.
Way, and the only way to do that is sometimes you have to turn the paper upside down.
Right.
And backwards.
Okay.
And put it back into the printer. So 72 for Anna Frieda. Bob Gunton, do you know him? He's 72 today. I bet you know this character.
I believe in two things, discipline and the Bible. Here you'll receive both. Put your trust in the Lord. Your ass belongs to me.
Yes, it does.
Is that Shawshank?
Welcome to Shawshank.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Get ready to be deloused, Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
So a Bob Gunton, 72, from the Shawshank Redemption. Beverly D'Angelo.
Well, I think Normie will understand when he sees the note we pin on Edna's sleeve.
Sure, Clark. He left his dead mother tied to a lawn chair in his backyard. I'm sure he won't mind.
Yeah, Ellen Griswold from the Vacation movies. Beverly D'Angelo is 66 today. Kevin Eubanks. He was the band leader on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Sure.
60 today. Our rapper of the day today is E-40. Sounds like a variety of gasoline you could get at Ralphie's Minoco.
Right.
E-40. Rapper E-40 is 50 today, a country artist.
Guy out of Texas.
Almost all of them are. There's Jack Ingram. He's 47 today.
Seen him. Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in
hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come. The video for this song is a who's who. Wayne Gretzky, Kid Rock, Snoop Dogg. The lead singer from the group Nickelback. They were too popular for their own good. Chad Kroeger, there are a lot of anti-Nickelback sentiment out there these days.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with them. 43 today. And our very own Carl Anthony Towns out of the University of Kentucky. He's 22. He has over 3,000 points and over 2,000 rebounds in his career already. In fact, if you look at his stats, he has more points scored at his 22nd birthday than Kevin Garnett. He has more rebounds than KG had at the age of 22 on his 22nd birthday. And he also has more double-doubles than KG had at his 22nd birthday.
That's,
so, Kat is on a nice little track here.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Kat.
He's going to be one of the NBA's best, it certainly appears. All right. Gone but not forgotten category. We start with the People's Court, retired Judge Joseph Wapner.
Take a short recess. I'll come back and give you my decision.
That's what he did. He would read your statements. I've read your statements. Please sit down. Or please stand up. Please gather.
Mm-hmm.
Please find your way over to Rusty the bailiff. And then Doug Llewellyn will interview you on your way out.
On your way out. Win or lose. That's Judge Wapner. He was born on this day.
And you know what?
1919.
You don't take the law into your own hands.
No.
You take him to court.
Take him to court. There it is, Judge Wapner. Actor Whitman Mayo, if you don't know the name, you would certainly remember him from Sanford and Son as Grady.
And Rollo, after looking at those millionaires' homes, I got carried away.
Carried away by the Beverly Hills mansion?
No, by the Beverly Hills police.
Oh, he was great as Grady. And did you know they had a spinoff? I didn't know this. They spun him off into his own show called Grady.
Yeah.
But it only lasted 10 episodes or something like in 74. And then he came back and would reprise his role on Sanford and Son. But
awesome.
He was also in a very special episode of Different Strokes where he was the boy's uncle.
Oh.
Or he pretended to be the boy's uncle and tried to take the Jackson boys away from Mr. Drummond.
I didn't know that.
I remember had to go through maybe a box or two of puffs.
Oh, wow.
During that
very,
one.
Very emotional.
It was.
Whitman Mayo, 1930. Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Clyde McFadder.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question.
Now, he got his start with the Drifters, right?
Yeah, and he left them, though, before they kind of had all their success. That was a bad decision.
Yeah, but then he was able to...
He's the Pete Best of the Drifters.
There you go. Very cool. 1932, Hall of Fame soul singer Little Willie John, born in the state in 1937. And then one of the wrestling's greatest ever was Hall of Famer Randy Macho Man Savage.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in, but the cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah. Macho Madness, he has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it. Yeah,
he's saying it because Macho Madness is running wild.
Yeah.
That was one of his best promos where he actually brought out the little cups of cream that you get at the diner.
Right.
Where you peel the top off. He had these in his hand, and he was actually showing some real nice sleight of hand, and he kept pulling these out and showing them to Mean Gene.
Love it.
The cream is rising to the top.
I'm sure
he was in the break room, and he's going, all right, I got to come up. You know, it's Randy Poffo's. I got to come up with some kind of a shtick here for my upcoming promo. And he sees over there by the coffee, he sees the cream. So he grabs five or six of them, puts them in his pocket, and he goes out there, and it's wrestling gold.
That is.
It's gold, was, Neil, gold.
The guy was very talented, a great athlete, too, by the way. And he died of a heart attack.
Yeah. A lot of those guys just die.
Yeah.
You know what they die of? They die of wrestling.
Yeah.
Tough life.
1952, and our gone but not forgotten rapper of the day is ODB. He was a member of your favorite group, Wu-Tang Clan, born on this day, 1968.
I like Tang.
But not forgotten.
The beverage of the astronauts.
I do, too.